This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And as I said in Kyiv 3 weeks ago, this supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises.
Before camouflaged gunmen opened fire on concertgoers in the massive music complex, Crocus City Hall, just west of Moscow, Amir Whiteman, a prominent member of Israel's ruling Likud party, went off the rails as Whiteman claimed that Russia will pay the price for its alleged support of Hamas and other proxies.
I understand this is a Russian propaganda, but you have to be very careful because let me tell you, we're going to finish this war. We're going to win because we're stronger. After this, Russia will pay the price. Believe me, Russia will pay the price. Russia is supporting the enemies of Israel. Russia is supporting Nazi people who want to commit genocide on us. And just Russia will pay the price. My people has been slaughtered by your proxies and you will pay the price. Is it clear?
I don't actually think it is clear.
Very, very, very sternly.
I don't think it is clear, Mr. Whiteman, and I would suggest it should be clear to you,
because you have to understand that actions have got consequences. And when people support murder of Jews, people pay the price. This is true in Gaza. This is true everywhere else. The time that Jews actually have no power to defend themselves is done, is gone. I tell you frankly, the public opinion in Israel has changed. We are not now where we were 10 days ago.
And apparently the U.S. intelligence apparatus had foreknowledge. 2 weeks ago, the U.S. embassy in Russia warned that extremists had imminent plans for an attack in Moscow. The warning was issued several hours after the FSB said it had intervened on a Russian synagogue by a terrorist cell of Sunni Muslims of the Islamic State.
So seen, hopefully you saw the State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that, just for their own safety. They should stay put where they are and stay plugged into the State Department for any additional updates and information. I'm afraid that's really all I have on that. Now, in Ukraine.
Did the U.S. have prior knowledge of this attack in Moscow, given that the U.S. embassy had issued warning beforehand?
I'm not aware of any advance knowledge that we had of this terrible attack.
On March 8th, the embassy warns of imminent attack in Moscow by extremists.
Yeah, I think that I'll let the State Department speak to that, but I don't think that was related to this specific attack.
The New York Times article talked about the fact that the CIA has been training the nationalist groups in Ukraine with this guy Budenov and others. He's the CIA's man in Ukraine. And you're seeing the videos, by the way. McCain was a huge part of this. Lindsey Graham was a part of this at the time. There were Republicans and Democrats both going in. Everyone was dipping their beaks into Ukraine.
By the way, slow down, Jack, because we have limited time.
The point of Operation Gladio 1.0 and 2.0 will be the same. It's not just about... So, number one, it's about conducting provocations in order to try to destabilize a region. I'm talking about false flag attacks. But we're also talking about attacks that they can blame on the Russians.
The attackers at the Crocus Music Hall used explosives and automatic weapons. Some remain trapped inside with their victims as the fire spread. Adding to the chaos, ISIS has claimed responsibility. Was it yet another willful decision from the Biden administration?
So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
The odd events surrounding this massacre will definitely play out as the days roll on and the true players surface. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
We're posting both John Bowne and Greg Reese's excellent reports at Real Alex Jones right now. I'll be back with the rest of the story, your phone calls, and a special guest. Please stay with us.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two on this live Monday, March 25th, 2024 transmission. We have a special guest next hour, so I probably only have time to take 7-8 calls. So that's all we're going to take. Put them on the board. But if you want to respond to the open border, the terror threat, what happened in Moscow, the Trump cases, it's a free-for-all. Any subject you want to raise, we'll take the first 7-8-9 calls that get into the board. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers, long-time callers, it's open, 877-789-ALEX. Okay. So what we know is Biden collapsed Afghanistan, gave $86 billion of weapons to all different these Islamic groups. ISIS-K is over there. Israel on record, along with Obama, helped found ISIS. Just played the clips earlier. And now we're told brace for imminent attacks. Massive numbers of Islamic age men coming into the country. And here's the Mexican president, Obrador, demands $20 billion a year from the United States, from Mexico and other Latin American countries to, quote, solve the root causes of the border crisis, but he also wants us to legalize all the illegal aliens here. That's basically Biden's official globalist open border policy as well. Here's the clip.
With the ear of the White House, President Lopez Obrador proposed his fix, that the United States commit $20 billion a year to poor countries in Latin America and the Caribbean, lift sanctions on Venezuela, end the Cuban embargo, and legalize millions of law-abiding Mexicans living in the U.S.
If they don't do the things that you've said need to be done, then what?
The flow of migrants will continue.
Your critics have said what you're doing or what you're asking for to help secure the border is diplomatic blackmail. What do you say?
I'm speaking frankly. We have to say things as they are. And I always say what I feel. I always say what I think.
And he's a socialist, and he's being honest about it. He works for the globalist. He's holding us hostage. Now, here's Representative Democrat Jamie Crockett saying Governor Abbott needs to stay in his lane.
It's really just not that complicated. It's just a matter of telling Greg Abbott that he needs to stay in his place. And if he wants to practice federal enforcement of immigration law, then maybe he should run for president of the United States. But until then, he is a governor in the state of Texas, and this is not state jurisdiction.
Well, she needs to read the Declaration of Independence and read the Constitution. All power is derived from the people. 10th Amendment. And the government's there to serve us. So when the government's derelict in its duty and actually supercharges the importation of all these military-age men, it is our right and duty, not just the Texas government, but the people, if Texas won't do it, to do it. That's what the Supreme Court just ruled last week, and that's all being battled over in court right now. All right, next up is Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens. So far this fiscal year alone, we have people from 160 countries or more coming across our border illegally. That's since October. The next clip, we'll play them back to back. Border chief sounds the alarm. Border security is a big piece of national security. Think so? And if we don't know who's coming into our country, we don't know what their intent is, what the threat is. Here it is.
We met migrants from Peru, Ecuador, Nepal, Burkina Faso, Mauritania. How are people from Nepal and Africa coming here?
So far this fiscal year alone, we've had people from 160 countries or more come across our border illegally. This is a global issue. We have people literally from all points across the globe making that same journey, and they're using smuggling routes. Every country and every region has smugglers that try and facilitate a pipeline for them to get to where they're going, and they're connected with one another. So they may, if they're coming from Europe or they're coming from Asia, they'll find ways to get to maybe South America, and then from South America, then they may make their way up through the Darien Gap and make their way up through Central America, and ultimately find their way to decision points that take them to different points along our borders, depending on what smuggling organization that they're using.
Are you concerned about that, about the potential dangerous people or potential terrorists who may be infiltrating the country because you are so focused on processing asylum seekers, families, and others who are in distress?
Absolutely. You ask any law enforcement officer, especially somebody that works in border security, that is what keeps us up at night. We're closing in on 1 million entries this fiscal year alone. That number is a large number, but what's keeping me up at night is the 140,000 known gotaways.
That is not part of that tally.
That is not part of that tally. And that's just what we know.
Is that a national security risk?
That is a national security threat. Border security is a big piece of national security. And if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat, and they're exploiting a vulnerability that's on our border right now.
And Obama federal judges say give the illegal aliens guns and make them our military. Senator Tom Cotton, quote, told Fox News, "I am deeply worried about ISIS from Afghanistan will end up targeting Americans sooner rather than later with the weapons they got from Biden." War correspondent Michael Yon warns Russia-style terror attacks coming to America, reports on Infowars.com. Americans brace for Russian-style terror attacks amid border invasion. France raises alarm and terrorism threat. France raises terrorism threat level. And it just goes on from there. Meanwhile, we learn Ukraine likely had prior knowledge of Moscow terror threat. Ukraine bar mocks deadly Moscow concert hall. Calls fried chicken fried Russians at the Crocus Theater. Totally disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. So we are in such a dangerous position right now, and they're heating everything up for the possible, which I believe imminent, re-election of President Trump, despite all the election fraud, because of such an overwhelming landslide that almost all the intel shows. So that's the information on that front. I want to hit a few other stories on that angle, then I'm going to go to your calls, then I'm going to hit the cancer rates exploding. They admit they are, and it ties into Kate Middleton. Over 200,000 deportation cases dismissed after Biden regime failed to file required paperwork. Why do you think they give them dates on average 7 years in the future to show up to their asylum court cases? Disgraceful. Senate Democrats unanimously vote against spending package amendment to stop Biden and men from using taxpayer dollars to fly illegals into America from around the world, not just the ones that come across the border. And it goes on and on. More murders. Missouri father says he collapsed in grief after finding his 24-year-old daughter bloody corpse in the bathtub after her child, 4, beaten unconscious. Man, 22, pleads guilty to murder illegal alien. And it goes on and on. Desperate Biden considers nuclear option on border invasion. Fears upsetting Dems. He may act like he's going to control the border last minute before the election. Chileans arrested in Orange County, California suburb, days after LAPD forms task force to stop home invasions. Desperate and dangerous. The very worst of Latin America being dumped on us. Okay, I'm going to go to your phone calls, then I'm going to hit the Kate Middleton news, and so much more coming up. Let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. We'll go in the order they were received. Jennifer in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. I just wanted to talk about the eclipse that's coming up on April 8th. And, Oklahoma has those National Guard units with the nuclear and chemical units. that are going to be there. And just wondering if you thought that there was going to be a false flag or an EMP or any kind of risk like that. And also, if you would keep your daughter home from school that day, just if there's a high risk of something happening, or what your view is on that.
Well, look, the feds are controlled the top by bad people, so they take anything they see being hyped up online, and whether it's in Texas or other states, are preparing civil unrest proposals. They're saying there's going to be crowds of people everywhere to see the eclipse. We had a total eclipse just last year. I took photos of it, posted it on my wife's X account. I sat there and watched it. So the people are hyping this up. I'm not saying something won't happen, but it's kind of like I get asked everywhere, what about the red heifer? Yeah, there's an Israeli prophecy in the Old Testament that after the temple's destroyed, they've got to sacrifice a red heifer near the where the temple was destroyed to then rebuild it. And so there's a people love all this esoteric stuff, red heifer, eclipses. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-333-7337. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
My wife had one of her friends over for dinner, who is an older lady, really nice, professional, very successful woman, wealthy woman, and she was bringing up the red heifer and the eclipse. I had people this morning ask me about it, so we will do the deep dive on the eclipse and the red heifer tomorrow. Thank you so much, Michael. All right, let's go ahead now and go to who's up next here. Joe in New Mexico, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'm a veteran. I served in Afghanistan. You speak on that a little bit. But I wanted to speak on last year. I was in Juarez and, down there quite often. And I asked my buddy, like, what are all these people doing standing around, man? Like, and he pretty much told me that, you know, at night people are going to try to cross the border. So this was last year. You know, I was seeing that with my own eyes. That whole situation is really crazy that's going on with the border.
But when you try to fly, they want to put you in a body scanner and grab your genitals.
Well, yeah. Every time I fly, I refuse the scanners because in the Air Force, they call them meat gazers. So I'd just rather take a pat down. And I try to be nice about it. And I'm just like, can I have clean gloves? You know, I used to be really irritated, but that was 20 years ago when I was in the military, and now I just kind of, you know, this society's crazy. I just look at people, their daily lives, and they don't know what's going on. And, you know, I tried to go into Mexico with my friends, and they treated me like, you know, what are you guys trying to do? But then these people just come across the border. It's like, you got to.
No, exactly.
Have a border.
Everybody else has a border, everybody, but not us, but we're slaves in our own country. It's all part of training us to be slaves, all part of training us to have no rights. All training is to have no territorial instincts. We have territorial instincts because if you don't, you get enslaved.
Yeah, I'm like I said, I'm here in New Mexico. I'm originally from Virginia, but I like my freedom here. They got really good gun laws, and I keep, you know, my arsenals on standby. You know, I got my buddies, and we're ready for whatever. I mean, I did it for this country, and I'll do it for my family. I'll die for my family for whatever's coming my way. And I feel like something, whatever happens, I'm ready for it, Alex. And people need to get on board.
I don't want to say I'm ready, but I'm trying to be ready. And we should all be trying to be ready because we are in dangerous times. Major global changes are happening. We've reached a critical point. We're at a crossroads. Thank you so much, Joe, for the call. Trump just went live on the court ruling, cutting his bond in more than half on the kangaroo court event on real estate where he had no jury. Here he is.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be with you at 40 Wall Street. And we appreciate you have a lot of press outside, and I think we're going to start before a lot of them come in, which frankly always makes me happy. So, a lot of things happened today. This is all about election interference. This is all Biden-run things, meaning Biden and his thugs, because I don't know if he knows he's alive. And it's a shame. It's a shame what's happening to our country. This is election interference. They are doing things that have never been done in this country before. We've never had anything like it, certainly not at this level, but we've really had nothing like it that I've been able to find. It does happen a lot in third world countries, banana republics. If you look at what we just left, you have a case which they're dying to get this thing started. The judge cannot go faster. He wants to get it started so badly. And there's tremendous corruption. You have Pomerantz, Mark Pomerantz. He was Hillary Clinton's lawyer, Democrat National Committee's lawyer. He worked in Paul Weiss. He walked in and he took over the district attorney's office. Nobody's ever seen anything like that, to prosecute Trump. And then they wouldn't do what he wanted to do, and he goes out and he writes a book long before any decisions were made. He writes a book about it. And the book gets published, and Everybody's reading his book. And the judge said, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you look at Bragg, Bragg had a fit over that. Bragg said, this trial is now dead. We can't do the trial. Well, that was one of the problems, and the judge should have allowed that to happen. And you had other instances like Colangelo. Colangelo is a radical left from the DOJ who was put into the state working with Letitia James and then was put into the district attorney's office to run the trial against Trump. And that was done by Biden and his thugs also, because they can't win an election because of the borders, because of energy prices, because of inflation, because of Afghanistan, the worst and most embarrassing day in the history of our country. He can't win because of Russia, because of all the problems, because of Ukraine being attacked by Russia. And he can't win because of the October 7th attack of Israel, which he should have never allowed to happen, would have never happened if I were president. Ukraine would have never been attacked if I was president. And you wouldn't have inflation if I was president. We didn't have inflation. So all of these things, so what they do is they do election interference, which is court cases, and let's try and tie him up, and let's take as much of his money as possible. I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge named Ngoren. He ought to be looked at, seriously looked at, especially what he did with valuations. He's a fraudulent valuator, where he values Mar-a-Lago at $18 million, and people say it's worth 50 to 100 times that much, the biggest experts in the business. So he ought to be looked at, and James ought to be looked at, because she tried to get him. She's like the puppet master of the judge. And, you know, our state, this state, is losing tremendous prestige. It's losing its companies. It's losing its people. They're fleeing, and violent crime is flourishing. And we can't have that. We can't have that. No city should have that. And it's happening in other cities, but not with the lawfare. The lawfare that they're doing is incredible. So they could have done this in the case of the trial that we just left, one of the many that are going. Every single one of them is run by Biden and his thugs. It's the only way they think they can get elected. And I think so far it's backfiring, because the people of this country understand it. It's backfiring. But they're being run, and they're running all of these different cases. So ridiculous, the cases. Every one of them is ridiculous. You take a look at any one of them, and you say any one of them, it wouldn't make any difference. This is all weaponization of DOJ and FBI. They raided my house in violation of a thing called the Fourth Amendment.
And that's absolutely what this is. He's still live right now. We're going to hit pause on the live feed and come back and finish it and go back to your calls. But if they can get Trump, they can get anybody. And that's the point. And since Letitia James did that big power grab on Trump, they're going up the meat packers, the oil companies. You're like, oh, they're the rich people. I don't care. Folks, they're going to go after the select companies they don't control to consolidate power. This is Venezuela-style crap. This is so dangerous. And I know this audience knows that, but our job is to reach people outside this audience, which you're doing, and I commend you. Take the clips that you think are most important, share them on everywhere. TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, Google. Because this is a war, and people don't realize this is the modern war. We're in World War III. It's economic, it's cultural, it's biological, it's spiritual, it's about to get nuclear, hopefully not. Hopefully we can stop it, is the point I was going to make. And we're here. So we'll come back, finish up with Trump, and we're going to cover the press conference because I want to go to your calls. And I got to hit this Kate Middleton with a stomach cancer report, because they admit the cancer rates have exploded. They don't want us talking about this. They're everywhere, the TV ads and brochures and the sides of buses. Cancer is normal. Little kids get it. Heart attacks are normal. Little kids get it. Yeah, it's way up. That's normal.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation
on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's Alex Jones.
We're being trained to put up with absolute slavery. I mean, the stuff that Trump's been put through, even if you don't like Donald Trump, it's like Kevin O'Leary says, this is murdering due process. The lawyers, the politicians, the Soros prosecutors are waiting to see if we put up with this. In fact, they're not even waiting. They're already going after companies everywhere. Are we going to sit here and let this happen? I don't know if Americans have enough urgency, though. Even the conservatives and people I know don't realize how serious this is. I've learned some even more incredible news last night that I don't have time to get into today, but it's just amazing. The enemy's making their move. This is the big one. Here's Trump.
In Florida, Mar-a-Lago.
No notice, no nothing. They raided it. I can't believe it. Nobody can believe it. And we'll see how that all works out in the end. But it's illegal what they're doing. It's criminal what they're doing. And it's never been done before in this country. You can't have an election in the middle of a political season. We just had Super Tuesday, and we had a Tuesday after a Tuesday already. And we had Louisiana the other day, a couple of days ago, and we won in a record number, the highest number ever recorded. But we're in the middle of an election right now, and we're fighting crooked Joe Biden, who's the worst president in the history of our country, by far, who's let this country go to hell. The borders, millions and millions of people coming in from prisons, from mental institutions. They're terrorists. Many people coming in from prisons and mental institutions. Think of it. And terrorists are coming into our country. And this guy's just letting them come in by the millions. I think we have 15 million people already. People don't say that. I say it. And I'll bet I'm right, too. So we're going through this weaponization of our government to try and knock out somebody's political opponent. And so far, based on the polls, it's not working at all. The people understand it. We have a man who just ruled they'd like the trial to start in 21 days or something. And I don't know how you can have a trial that's going on right in the middle of an election. Not fair. Not fair. It's not fair at all. He knows that, too. He's a Democrat judge. He wants to do that because they're all trying to damage Trump as much as possible. It's having the reverse effect, but maybe someday it won't. I don't know. But it's having the reverse effect. It's a terrible, terrible precedent, a terrible thing to do. They could have started this when I left office. You could have gone back 3 years, more than that. When I left office, all of these things could have been started, so we wouldn't be quibbling over starting this week or that week or 2 days or 3 days. It wouldn't have mattered. This thing would have been over 2 years ago. They could have started. They should have never started because there's no case. If you read Andy McCarthy's piece, if you read Jonathan Turley's piece, if you read legal scholars all over the world, they say this DA case is a hoax and it's something that shouldn't have. It's not even a crime. They say there's no crime, and there is no crime. So I just say it's a sad day for this country when you have something like this. And remember the words, should have been started 3 years ago if they were going to start it at all. And then you wouldn't be quibbling over what week it's going to end, days. They're quibbling over days and hours. They wouldn't be quibbling at all. They never started it. And you know why they didn't start it? Because they didn't know I'd be running. And they didn't know how well I'd do. And if I were not running, or if I were doing poorly like everyone else has done, because they're all gone, they're all knocked out except for crooked Joe Biden. If I were doing poorly, this wouldn't be happening. None of these trials would have been happening. If I wasn't running, they wouldn't be happening. So it's a sad day in our country in many respects. But the good day is that the appellate division was fair. It's a lot of money still, but the judge is corrupt, in my opinion. He's the most overturned judge. He's been overturned 5 times in this case alone. He ruled against me before he even knew anything about the case. He ruled against me. The whole case was all about damages, and there were no damages. And perhaps you'll get him to tell you about what took place in terms of a settlement negotiation, because those weren't the numbers he was discussing. Those weren't the numbers. It's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And we have to get our country back, and we're going to get our country back. That's what's going to happen. November 5th, I believe, will be the most important day in the history of our country. We'll get these people out of there, and we'll seal up the borders, and we'll, as I say, drill, baby, drill. We'll be drilling. We'll get energy costs down. We'll get rid of the ridiculous electric car mandate, so nobody's ever heard of anything so foolish and so stupid. And we'll bring crime back to law and order. We're going to get those words, law and order, back, because our cities are a disaster. Greatly respect the decision of the appellate division, and we will abide by that. We'll put up cash or bond very quickly, securities, cash or bond, whatever it is. We'll put it up very quickly, and we'll win the case. Todd, maybe I'll have Todd say a couple of words, and then I'll have any questions or anything you want to ask. Okay, Todd, wherever you may be, please.
Thank you, President Trump. So, as we said in court today, we very much believe that starting this trial in April, or even starting this trial at any point before the election, is completely unfair to President Trump. It's completely unfair to the American people who are evaluating who they want to be the next president. And we're going to continue to, we are going to continue to
fight. All right, let's stop right there and go back to your calls. I mean, look, we're here in the middle of a globalist coup. They're pissing all over us, flooding the borders, opening everything up, promoting pedophilia. We have a criminal government that literally hates our guts. Hollywood hates you. The East Coast elites, they hate you, folks. They've been feeding off you for generations, and they literally hate your guts, and they hate everybody else. These are the worst people in the world, predators. And they don't care if they even lose their power down the road to destroy everything. They want to hurt you and your family. And you're like, well, that's psychotic. Yes, you're not a psychotic, so you have trouble understanding what they're doing and how they operate. Okay? So it's that simple. And they're not going to stop until you have a total break with them and realize that you're under attack. I had a very wealthy lady over at my house last night that's friends of my wife and folks, and she's very successful. She's like 80 years old. And she starts trying to tell me about this big women's foundation that she's a part of. And I looked it up. It's huge. It's given billions of dollars in the last, 100 years to women's organizations. And it's conservative to help women. It's a big women's sorority, tax-free foundation. And you know, her and her friends are on the board of it. And somehow, by the bylaws, it changed. There's a new board. And I said, let me guess, it's all transgenderism. And everybody goes to critical race theory training. And you're supposed to go raise money for leftist causes. And they've taken it over. And then now they're going to put men in these women's programs. She said, yeah, how'd you know? And I said, it's all Soros. It's all the CIA. It's all the Carnegie Endowment. It's all the big tax-free foundations. They're taking everything over. They're taking it all over right now. The ESGs, all of it, we're under global corporate governance. Now they're just finalizing the ESGs, the social credit scores for you and I that track everything we do in live time with AI. And if you think the deplatforming and all this has been bad now, it's going to be 10 times worse. And a lot of folks go, well, I better just roll over and make my money while I can. That's why you're going to lose everything, is because you have that attitude. Look at this. Bezos X donates $640 million this year, with most going to far-left groups boosting migrant criminals, literally, to let violent criminals out of jail, and trans athletes. It's a damn cult. Okay? So that's how this works. That's how this operates. That's how this is executed. And there's no sense of urgency, because from birth, we have been bred and put in front of the television in diapers, and we're given phones and computers, and we watch Netflix all day, and we live in la-la land. So while the real world goes on around us, we're in fantasy world and can't take stuff serious, can't get stuff done. I said I'd hit all the Kate Middleton news, but also promised to go to your calls. Maybe I'll host in the fourth hour today. Hit the Kate Middleton news. It's big on the cancer. But you know, why do people care? The cancer is 5,000% up since the shots began. Hey, it's fun to die, isn't it? I mean, this is serious. This is going down. We're not up here just saying this stuff. I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-hour clean energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off, because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Seven million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are here live broadcasting worldwide. It's the Alex Jones Show. We got the New World Order's number. We know how to stop them. But people got to understand we got the number. We got the goods. We got the enemy attack profile. We can stop them, but people just won't grow up. They won't take it serious. So they're going to GMO you. They're going to 5G you. And they're going to poison inject you, and you're going to die. Because they're psychos, and they want power, and you won't admit you're under attack, so you're dead. That simple. I'm not talking to our regular audience. They're hardcore people that care and know what's going on, but I feel so sorry for everybody else. They're just a malaise. People are in a trance. So I just pray to God to break people out of their trance. Let's go to Russell in California. Russell, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. Just to let you know, some of my contacts are concerned, and what's going on is that there's going to be a border state push-out of all the illegals, cut off their benefits, throw them out of the hotels and stuff prior to the election. In the event, it will confuse voter turnout.
Yeah, I'm not following what you're saying. You're it's weird. I can hear your voice, but it's like fluctuating, and it's like you're talking through a sock or something.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Is this better?
A little bit better. What are you saying is going to happen?
Okay. According to some of my sources, they are saying that there's going to be a push-out of all the illegal aliens, all these free hotels, their credit cards, everything they're being paid to do, they're going to be tossed out on the street.
fish out of water, 7 to 10 million of them. They're going to do this before the election, and they're going to create chaos, as you predicted. But one of the things they're trying, what these people think they're going to do is they're going to try and implicate Trump in another insurrection because, hey, they're going to be deported, right? Hello?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. So my sources watch for this. They're telling me they're going to limit gun store hours to daytime hours. One of the things possibly grocery
stores. Do me a favor. Can you talk right into your telephone receiver? Like put it right up to your mouth?
Yeah. How's this?
Oh, boy. That's a lot better. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things they're considering is limiting gun store hours to daytime hours. One of the things that was related is possibly grocery stores limiting hours due to flash mobs. You know, these are the things that they're gearing up for. And like I said, it's two different sources all saying the same thing. It's going to be a fish out of water situation. You're going to have all these people hungry, homeless, that are going to corrupt the election. Probably two weeks before the election, they're going to cut them off.
Well, that makes perfect sense because that's what martial law is. They don't tell you you're in martial law and real martial law. They just implement it incrementally like the boiling frog until you boil and didn't know it hit you. And they just pulled up an AP article. They're beginning in New York to cut off the government EBTs and then the NGO money and kick them out. Exactly what you just said. That makes sense to cause the unrest ahead of time. There it is. Migrants, families begin leaving New York City hotels as first eviction notices kick in. Is that what your sources were telling you?
Yes, sir. And what it is, the media will latch onto this as a second attempt from creating an insurrection.
Well, there it is. I have another headline. Put it back up. Oh, Democratic cities, which we knew was true, it's already happening, are kicking them out now. So they tell them, come here. Then they get them all there. Then they kick them out. As the federal judges give them guns. I mean, you can't make this up. Great points. Thank you so much, Russell. And I'm not complaining. It's just when the phone fades in and out, and I got to really focus on what you're saying to barely understand it, it pisses me off. Because you're saying great stuff, but when you call in, folks, talk right into the receiver, just right into that phone. Let's talk to Trevor in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Okay, so I listen to a lot of talk shows. I love you. I've listened to Mike Adams for a while, Steve Peters for a long time, and everybody's coming speaking against Israel, and it astounds me. They look at it like it's a one-dimensional thing of Israel versus Palestine, and they project, basically. I feel like a lot of times I'm having a hard time stating this, but. Remember, Israel is 0.2% of the world's population, surrounded by hostile actors that want nothing, that they don't even want Israel to exist. And if you look at it, the bad actors are 2 billion people. And so I think a lot of times we project our own values into 2 billion people that probably don't believe the way the average American works. And we're talking about Israel and the red heifer. Give them the red heifer. Let them have it. Let them have the third temple. They're 0.2% of the population, 7.5 million people, surrounded by a bunch of people that don't want the.
I heard that.
And you have to remember.
I heard that. Israel is working with the globalists, with our own government, to ship the Palestinians to Europe and the United States. Israel is a government. It has different governments, different policies. Israel tried to force shots on their own people. I was against that. Not because I'm against Jews. And so this idea that Israel's a monolith is and just has to be supported no matter what, I'm not here to talk about what Mike Adams or somebody else says on their show, okay? I catch some of the clips of their show, read their articles, think it's informative. So I'm not my brother's keeper. I'm here saying I don't like what Hamas did, but why did Israel stand down? Something else is going on, and now they're going to push him all the way into southern Gaza and then blow them up, and that's going to be on TV. That A, I don't want to kill those innocent people. B, that is going to absolutely look horrible. So you can say, oh, the Jews in Israel are 8 million people or whatever. Well, what about the 1.5 million Palestinians? They're people too. And I don't think year-old babies deserve to be bombed. I would not want my own government to do that. So I don't want the Islamists coming here. I'm against that. But I'm also against Israel trying to ship them here. That's being talked about. So criticizing the policies of an Israeli government, I criticize the policies of the British government. I don't blame the British people on average. Like Xi Jinping, I hate communist China. I'm not blaming the Chinese people on average. Does that make sense to you?
It does, and I completely get that. But if you look at it, the Palestinian, it's a forward operating base for hostile actors like Iran, just to stage constant terror attacks. I mean, what would America do if they had?
Oh yeah. So why did Biden give him $6 billion a month before? Answer my question. Who in Israel stood down? There was a 7-hour stand down. Israel's an armed camp. No helicopters. No armored vehicles. No nothing. What was that?
I mean, I don't know if there was a stand-down.
Israel's got the best military. They've got the best special forces. I don't know if that's true, but they're certainly not incompetent. They're certainly some of the best. But magically, we're not supposed to talk about that because we're pro-Israel. No. This is a bigger play for global destabilization. So I'm pulling above the Palestinians and the Israelis and trying to actually see what the hell's going on here.
I think the bad actors are the New World Order that wants, basically, they're motivated by money and power. But then you have to look at a large portion of the world, 2 billion people, and a huge portion of them believe that violence is appropriate if it's against their religion. I feel like we know who the hostile actors are. And I feel like people are looking at the Israel conflict very one-dimensionally. They're a tiny little tiny country.
I heard the tiny country thing. Thanks for the call. You said it 3 times. That's enough. I got to get to other callers. Look, something stinks with October 7th. I don't support Hezbollah that was funding Hamas. I called it out. I said it was wrong. And then Israel says, oh, we're just going to blow up the north of Lebanon, move south. Then they blow up the north, and they say, then they say, we're going to blow up the middle, now move the south. Now there's nowhere for those people to go. They're hemmed in by the sea and 70-foot barbed wire fences with Egypt and an Israeli wall. So they don't have anywhere to go, and I don't buy into Netanyahu invoking the Old Testament saying, kill the men, women, and children and their animals. That's not what I support. I don't want to get rid of Israel. I'm not against Israel. I understand Israel's going nowhere. They got thousands of nuclear weapons. Israel's not my thing. I'm not obsessed with it all day long. I am just not going to sit here as a U.S. taxpayer and say that I support hurting 1.5 million people into the ocean like Pharaoh tried with the Jews with Ramses II at the Red Sea. Okay? That is horrible optics, and it's wrong morally. That's wrong. And so I'm against it. And so if all the crazy people now, if the ADL wants to attack me, just do it. I don't care. Okay? And I'm not trying to choose sides with all the pro-Islam, crazy white supremacist lunatics as well. They hate me too. Good. Hate me. I'm going to stand on what's moral, and that's it.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth
and to know that you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding the InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.